Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Overcoming the Acceptable Christian Sin of Gluttony podcast. Podcast number 30, or episode number 30. A companion podcast to the Acceptable Christian Sin of Gluttony message homily series. My name is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International. Our passage from the Word of God today is 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 through 20, which reads, "What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." Now, let's look at gluttony, the sin of gluttony, and its effects in the news. According to the Telegraph newspaper of Great Britain, westernized eating habits may be to blame for black children being the only ethnic group in Great Britain where richer children are fatter than their poorer counterparts. Groundbreaking research has revealed academics from UCL, LSE, and University of Washington say their study suggests wealthier black children are more likely to spurn traditional diets that are higher in vegetables and fruits, with less meat and fewer sugary drinks. They found that black children from poor homes were 37% less likely to be overweight or obese than those from more better-off homes. In this podcast, we are going through the fine book, The Rave Diet and Lifestyle, The Natural Foods Diet with Meals That Heal by Mike Anderson. This section is titled Baseline Measurements, Countering Skepticism, Part 2. He goes on to say, "A friend of mine was on the Atkins diet for many years and was very skeptical of the Rave diet. He did lose some weight on Atkins, but it crept back over the years until he was back where he started. He continued with Atkins until his doctors discovered his coronary arteries were blocked. They put a stent in, which served as his wake-up call. So he finally started the Rave diet. He lost 80 pounds, and he's never felt better. His test results are now the best they have ever been in his life, and his total cholesterol is at 116. His cardiologists are amazed and somewhat baffled. He now thinks they are incompetent. I would not go that far. They are very skilled at manipulating drugs, performing surgeries, and providing temporary fixes for a broken, sick heart. But the typical cardiologist does not have a clue how to actually cure heart disease. In fact, most of them are on Lipitor, Sadly, by the time you finish this book, you'll know more about curing heart disease than your doctor does. The Rave diet heals internally and aside from weight loss if you're overweight. You won't be able to see how your body is healing without these tests. Once your test results come back, you'll not only be amazed, but your doctor will be amazed as well. And by the way, your host is adding to the text here now. My doctor was amazed. Both of my doctors are amazed. One is an eye doctor and one is a medical doctor. Because since I got serious about the sin of gluttony and preached that long series of sermons and homilies on gluttony, not only for my good but for the good of the church, I have lost 40 pounds and all of my numbers look great. And so next year this time I should be at an 80 pound loss. I should lose 80 pounds altogether by next year this time. So continue to pray for me, and I will continue to pray for you, because what has helped me the most is to understand that I'm committing the sin of gluttony by overeating. So may God help you be victorious as well. Now back to the text. Another friend of mine adopted the Rave diet, which is vegan, by the way, and her cholesterol dropped 60 points in just 3 weeks. All her doctor could say was, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." The truly sad part is that the doctor should have given her this dietary advice, not me. Don't worry about your total cholesterol getting too low. Despite what you may have heard, this has never happened to any human being. The typical rural Chinese peasant has total cholesterol levels around 80 to 90, and they would consider a total cholesterol level of 150 to be very high. Of course, with the introduction of American food in Chinese cities and diets, Chinese cholesterol levels are skyrocketing along with their diet-related diseases. Let's pray. Holy Father God, help us in the church to take this seriously, for the truth of the matter is far too many of us are overweight and suffering from diet-related diseases. Have mercy and grace upon us and forgive us of our sin of gluttony, and crush and crucify our flesh and fill us with the power of your Holy Spirit. Manifest the fruit of your Holy Spirit in our lives, which includes self-control. For your glory, your praise, and honor, in Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, my beloved, in this series, as we focus on overcoming the sin of gluttony and managing our bodies as God intended, we must not lose sight of the most important part of our existence, our spiritual life. Even those of you who are fit, who eat right, and who exercise regularly, must still address the condition of your soul. You may keep your body in perfect condition till the day you die, but you will still die. We all will. And the only thing that will matter in this world is the condition of your soul.
And so I ask you today, is your soul in shape? Is your soul in right standing with God? The only way to make sure of that is to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior from sin and the consequences of sin. He alone can save your soul, put you in right standing with God, and ensure that you do not perish in hell. Now, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, here is how you can trust Him today. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful, people too afraid to get saved because of what their friends and their family members might say, and unbelieving, those who claim to be agnostics and atheists, and the abominable, cruel and mean and nasty people who do abominable things, abominations, and murderers, people who kill others, and whoremongers, people who have sex outside of the bonds of marriage, and sorcerers, people who practice witchcraft and voodoo, and idolaters, people who put anything or anybody before God, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now that is bad news, but here's the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, his name is Jesus Christ, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins. In fact, he suffered, bled, and died for your sins, was buried and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today, and he will save your soul. For the Bible says in Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever, that word whosoever means anybody at any time, shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So, dear friend, if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, if you believe that Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead, and you want to trust him for your salvation today, please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase. Holy Father God, I realize and I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. I am sorry for my sins, and today I choose to turn from my sins by your grace and by your help. Help me to repent of my sins. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me. was buried and rose again. I trust Jesus Christ as my Savior, and with your help, I will follow him as my Lord from this day forward. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life forever today. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you believed in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. A dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Until next time, my beloved, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you. Real good is my prayer.